The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And we need to realize that this body is not our own. We've given it to Jesus when you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so it's important that your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we need to take care of this temple. Most people are polluting their temple. And when we look at it this way, we can literally say no to the foods that invite disease in the body. The main food is sugar. That means lay the sugar on the altar.
Dr. Don Colbert helps you live long and strong next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Belinda Lane is with me. And Belinda, we're getting healthier, at least learning how to get healthier. And I think that's good.
It's baby steps. This is what I'm learning from our last show with Dr. Don Colbert, mm-hmm. is knowledge is great to have, yes. and maybe not changing everything in one day, but taking a few steps to make some changes. And the biggest change you can make is being faithful to go get these tests done at the doctor.
That
is what I'm learning. No. Is you talked in the last program about these 12 markers and how it's so important that every person get these tests done to know their markers. And
we
went over a few, like high blood sugar and high blood pressure and the obesity epidemic. But we're going to talk about some more. We're going to discuss a few more.
I think so. But hit just so people may have missed the last program. What are these 12 things you're talking about that we can know and we should know?
Well, these are 12 numbers that are generally from lab work that we do. And I do this lab work on my patients every 6 months, and myself and my wife. And there's a fact that we know that numbers do not lie. And when we check these numbers, these 12 are key numbers, actually are reflect one's longevity and one's health status. And these numbers include a lot of silent killers, like high blood pressure. The blood pressure is critical. The blood sugar, but not just blood sugar, but hemoglobin A1C that tells me what your sugar's been over the last 3 months. Also, there's high cholesterol, high triglycerides, but not just cholesterol. The worst cholesterol is actually your oxidized cholesterol and your pattern B cholesterol. Those are the ones that cause plaque. There's also, besides that, there's C-reactive protein, high-sensitive C-reactive protein, homocysteine. There's know your filters. We check the filters, the liver. We check the kidneys, the functions in both. We check testosterone levels in men, the PSA level. We check also the thyroid test, but especially the free T3, the most active form of thyroid. And finally, the D3 level. Those are your 12 key numbers that we need to know, and we need to balance them, bring them to normal to have divine health is the key.
Yeah. When I go get a blood test, because my doctor will, they'll take the blood. Are they checking all those things, or do I have to ask?
They will check a few. Most will check your lipid panel.
Okay.
Most will check your filters, your liver and your kidneys. Mm-hmm. They'll check your TSH, but most will not check your free T3. Most do not check your 25OH D3 level. Most do not check the homocysteine, nor do they check the hsCRP, which are critical because those are inflammatory markers.
Hmm.
When those are high, you're inviting disease into your body, into your arteries, plaque in your arteries, Alzheimer's into your brain, and osteoporosis in your bones.
Wow.
So we have to know those, and very few doctors ever check them.
I had multiple times my TSH, came back normal until I got the deeper panel, and it came back that my thyroid was really not healthy.
Exactly.
So
we see that all the time, and I use small amounts of natural thyroid. You say, why natural thyroid? Because the pig thyroid is the closest to the humans, and it has a 4-to-1 ratio of T4 to T3, but it also has the T1, T2, T3, T4, calcitonin, and iodine. It has all these cofactors in it, and as we age, we get tired. The reason we get tired is because our thyroid gets low. It's like the heat going out of the heat is not producing enough heat. When we have low thyroid, our body gets cold. We're tired. We need gloves and socks all the time, even to go to bed.
Right.
But we're tired during the day. Our skin is dry. We're constipated. We gain weight. Our hair gets thin. We lose the outer part of our eyebrow. And so we put them on a little thyroid. We bring that free T3 up to about 3.0 to 3.5, and boom, their energy comes back. Put on a little testosterone, the other hormone for men and women, real important, especially after 60, build strong bones. It prevents grumpy old man syndrome, irritable woman syndrome. It helps to prevent belly fat. It prevents, you know, when men sit down after dinner in their lazy boy, they fall asleep. That's low T.
Oh.
You know, they get low energy, low strength, low stamina. Then the testosterone helps both men and women. Real critical.
You mentioned a few things earlier, and they were words I didn't even really understand.
Homocysteine and C-reactive protein.
C-reactive protein, yes. Homocysteine. Can you explain what those
are? Sure. Well, homocysteine is a toxic amino acid. I check it on everyone because the range in the lab is 5 to 15, they say, is normal. But we found anything over 10 is too high. And we find that a lot of people that have Alzheimer's and memory loss, their homocysteine is above, 10, and many times above 15. When it's above 15, that's red alert. That means your brain is forming beta amyloid, which progresses on to Alzheimer's. It also damages the arteries, creates plaque in the arteries, and it destroys the bones, progressing one toward osteopenia and osteoporosis. So what it does, it causes the brain to accumulate beta amyloid, which is plaque. And just think of a plum becoming a raisin, how it kind of shrinks. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's doing when you have high homocysteine. Now, you know what raises homocysteine more than anything else? Excessive caffeine. If you drink 3 or more cups of coffee a day, you are producing more homocysteine.
Wow.
So those people I find to get the homocysteine down, you've got to cut your caffeine down to 3 8-ounce cups of coffee a day, because most people get, 16, 24-ounce cups. And so they're signing up for higher homocysteine that's destroying their brain, destroying their arteries and their bones, and raising their blood pressure.
Wow.
So homocysteine is critical we get this down. We get it down with simple B vitamins. 40% of people have a mutation in the MTHFR gene, so I use the active forms of these B vitamins. It's in our Brain Zone Basic. It works amazing. But also, we put them on trimethylglycine, also helps. But it's easy to get down. It takes pennies a day to lower it, typically.
To adjust these levels, to make these changes, will it reverse any damage that's been done, or will it just stop it, or does it depend?
Well, good question. And once I get them on my anti-inflammatory diet, I put them on our good high oleocanthal, high polyphenol olive oil with lots of good antioxidants and curcumin and some ginkgo biloba and some other natural supplements, mm-hmm. Yes, we many times are able to reverse it unless they pass that point of no return.
Yeah.
If we get a amyloid PET scan and it shows excessive amyloid, then it's hard to reverse it. We do have some new monoclonal antibodies like Kisunla, monoclonal antibody treatments that they're doing now that's new that just came out last year that helps to reverse it if you catch it in time, early.
Okay.
But again, many times if it's been there for a long time, you can't reverse it. That's why it's so critical. Know your numbers. And let's modify those numbers as soon as we can.
Well, you mentioned a few things. Some of them start to hit home.
Mm-hmm.
The
okay.
dinner and then the lazy boy chair. And not making it through the game. Because
falling asleep.
I'm asleep.
That's low T. We check that testosterone.
We'll talk about that. Are there other some symptoms are obvious.
You know,
obesity. I look in the mirror. I go, I need to lose some weight. It's probably causing problems. Are there other some common symptoms that are red flags that we maybe not are thinking about?
Well, these are silent killers. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. They're silent.
No, they're silent. Just like high blood pressure. You don't have any symptoms.
Okay.
Until, boom, you have that heart attack or stroke.
Whoa.
And just like with
which is why
high
the numbers
blood sugar,
are so important.
It's a silent killer. Homocysteine, high homocysteine, a silent killer until they forget their name or forget what they're saying or have these senior moments, And the same with CRP. CRP is the most insidious inflammatory marker that rises. Whenever you get a cold or flu or any infection, your CRP rises, mobilizing the immune system to attack the invader and destroy it. But it's supposed to shut off right after that. So many people have chronic infections, chronic herpes, chronic tooth infections, chronic gum infections, gingivitis, any kind of hidden chronic infection where CRP rises. Other things that cause CRP to rise is more belly fat. The more belly fat you have, the higher your CRP goes. CRP creates long-term inflammation that starts to damage your arteries and cause plaque buildup in your arteries. But also inflammatory foods like fried foods raise CRP mm-hmm. levels. Food sensitivities, food allergies raise it. So there's many things that can raise CRP levels that most people are unaware of, but it's easy to bring down. Once we identify their issues that's raising it, the belly fat, The biggest thing is the belly fat. Once you lower that belly fat, the CRPs drop like crazy.
Okay, so I have a question because I can think of two categories. I know people in both categories. I know some who eat so healthy, they exercise every day, right, and they have chronic disease or chronic problems, and then some who eat terrible. All the time. They seem
genetics
so healthy.
Is huge.
So that's
genetics
what I was going to ask.
Is huge.
Okay,
my
so
wife has a stronger
your genetics
system.
Matters.
Yes, she's got a much stronger system than me. She can cheat more than me and get away with it. I can't. I can cheat a couple of days a week. It won't hurt me. I cannot cheat every day like she does. Okay, I can't get away with it. So I cannot eat gluten. If I eat gluten, it turns my brain off. My brain becomes mush. Mm. If I avoid gluten, my brain is sharp as a tack. But if I eat gluten, it's like someone turned my memory off or I can't focus as well.
Wow.
And I get brain fog. It makes me sleepy. I just want to go to sleep. And the same with dairy. It congests me. I can't. If I have dairy, if I cheese at night, my wife takes the pill and slams against my face, wakes me up, says, quit snoring. I never snore without it.
Wow.
But it literally affects me that strong. So I cannot eat cheese at night. I can't. I try and avoid gluten, especially on work days. I will not have any gluten. Gluten is my enemy. This was back in the early 90s. I realized it. And thank God, because when I stopped that and I stopped my tomatoes, I reversed psoriasis. I used to be covered with psoriasis.
Wow.
And when I figured that out back in the 90s, and my body was covered with psoriasis, and it totally went away. I hadn't had any since then.
Wow.
So, okay, so we started talking about know your numbers. And I guess I was thinking, okay, we need to know, and it's the numbers.
Yeah.
But listening to you now, I know I've sat and seen blood pressure readings that I thought, oh, is that good? And the doctor's like, oh, yeah, for that person, it's fine, right?
Right.
Different.
Right.
The your numbers, it sounds like much of what you're talking about is, look, you need to look at these 12 things.
Right.
Know what your numbers
exactly right.
are.
Sure.
And you're going to establish a baseline, at least, and see where they're going. And if something's way outside, you're going to know it.
Yeah, and if you do need it, some people need medicine for high blood pressure.
Okay.
I've got some people on 3 different meds for blood pressure, but I've got them controlled.
Yeah.
And so they're not going to have a heart attack or stroke. I at least have them controlled.
Yeah.
And so if your numbers are high, we can get them down. But unfortunately, most doctors are still going by the old definition of high blood pressure, where they say, oh, your number's fine. It's 140 over 90. You're good. No, that's high blood pressure. You better get on that. You better get it down. You better decrease your coffee and decrease your belly fat, or else you're headed and your salt, or you're headed for a cliff, or you're headed for a heart attack or a stroke.
So some things are more urgent, but knowing these numbers also helps the non-urgent things to just be monitored.
Yes.
Because you establish a baseline, right?
We got a baseline. We check it every 6 months. Like I'll check the vitamin D every 6 months. I'll monitor that. Because when that vitamin D gets low, guess what? You've just opened the door for colds, flus, sinus infections, every kind of infectious disease. Also, it helps to regulate your immune system. So they found that people with low vitamin Ds, especially the black community, are more prone for aggressive prostate cancers. Mm. So we don't want that. I'll talk about the PSA, how it's important to know your men need to know their PSA and check it. I check it every 6 months on my men. But when you do this, we're able to intervene early and many times prevent or reverse disease. Whereas when you get something that's too late, something's already happened. You got plaque in your arteries. Now you have to have a stent or you have to have major medication and things like that. But we can intervene early, reverse it many times, and prevent disease altogether.
Okay, so when I hear all of this information, and I'm also outside of this show, I'm a wife and a mom and a grandma, and I'm trying to stay healthy and I want to live a long time.
Praise God.
So I feel like, okay, I feel a little overwhelmed sometimes with eat this, don't eat this, take this, don't take that, get this done. Okay, so I know my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I want to live by biblical principles, and I'm overwhelmed sometimes with everything I'm hearing. Can you help the person know where to start? What are some
Absolutely.
Things I can do to start?
Exactly. And it's so interesting you said that. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, Paul says, what? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price, the blood of Jesus. Therefore, you glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Mm. So before you eat, it's important to give thanks, bless the food, And also say, thank you, Lord, for helping me to protect my temple. This is the temple of God. Mm. We need to realize that this body is not our own. We've given it to Jesus when you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so it's important that know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we need to take care of this temple. Most people are polluting their temple. Mm. And when we look at it this way, we can literally say no to the foods that invite disease in the body. The main food is sugar. Sugar is highly addictive. But again, sugar has become most Christians' comforter, but God wants the Holy Spirit to be your comforter and not sugar. Sugar is a cheap substitute. And so again, for some people, what they do is they say, but I'm addicted. I say, well, let's get you some, there's an herb called Gymnina sylvestre. You can get it in spray. You spray it on your tongue and it takes away all sugar cravings and it makes sugar taste terrible. So I say, just go buy some online and spray it on your tongue.
Say the name one more time.
Gymnina sylvestre. And then you will not like sugar. That's and hilarious. Instead, take the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit is your comforter. Okay.
I think a lot of people, instead of saying, you know, their blessing over their food is, God, thank you for providing this so that I can live long and strong. And they say, Lord, please don't let this food do what I know it's
please
probably
going to collect around my waist.
Perform a miracle.
Yes, perform it. Bind the fat.
What I like, which is Popeye's fried, you know, spicy fried chicken.
That's highly inflammatory.
I gave that up years ago. I gave it up years ago. But yeah, no, and I do think that knowledge and responsibility and obedience will help us live long and strong.
Yeah, amen.
And so that's really what I hope people here today. In the book, though, I mean, because, you know, there's so much information here. I do sit here sometimes and get a little...
Well, most people won't have all 12 numbers out of range.
Okay.
Most of the, hopefully, at least half the numbers will be in range. I've got simple little things with diet, a few key supplements, maybe a few herbs that will help you to get these numbers back
and that's listed
in order. And I have all that in there.
Okay.
So we have a game plan.
Good.
So don't worry. The vitamin D is a home run. It's easy.
Okay.
And we just need to get that level from 50 to 80. And that's the easiest one to fix. If you're overweight, it's going to take a little longer, but it will happen because the fat sequesters the vitamin D. So you need more. So, but again, it's real easy to reverse these numbers. It's not hard. Just got to crucify your flesh.
Yeah.
And it says in Galatians 5:24, those that are Christ, in other words, if you belong to Christ, they have crucified their flesh with its affections and lusts. That means lay the sugar on the altar. Mm. Lay the fried foods on the altar.
I did. I actually did do that.
Good.
Yeah, I haven't gone back.
So. And as we do this, we got to crucify it daily, not once a week, not once a month, but every day.
And that's, you know what? Since I gave those up years ago, I feel better.
Praise God.
And there are a few instances where that was all I had to eat, and I thought, well, I need to eat. I felt terrible afterwards.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, right? I know. And so God rewards us, I think, for paying attention, knowing our numbers and taking care of this temple.
But they do. I remember years ago, I used to have Popeye's chicken. It was delicious.
It is.
But I laid that on the altar about 40 or, if I think, 50 years ago, something
wow.
like that.
Didn't know they've been around that long.
I know. Well, a long time ago. It was many years ago.
Well, the first step, I think, is for you to know your numbers and to get some basic information. We would love to send Live Long and Strong to you. And, you know, this is just something, a tool to help you take control of your health. And the way we're going to do that today is we're going to ask you to help someone else with their health. Ironically, some people are in desperate need for nutrition, for intervention into a deadly spiral of malnutrition and starvation. You can do something about that. And at the same time, when you request Dr. Colbert's book, Live Long and Strong, we'll send it to you. So you can help yourself and help someone else. And I hope you'll do it. You really will make a difference, not just in your life, but in someone else's. Take a look at this and you'll see how.
I'm John Yates, the Director of World Missions for Life Outreach International. I'm here in Angola this week with our team as we have been documenting the cases of crisis throughout the region. So we at times hire interpreters to go with our video team. Today I have with me Emilio, who is a professional language teacher. He's here in the red. And then I have Ermelinda, who is also a teacher here in Angola. So as we were traveling together, there was kind of a wow moment. Both of you kind of had the same experience, but I wanted you to hear it from someone firsthand who's experienced the benefit of mission feeding.
I was overwhelmed just to find out that, okay, the same ministry, same people that helped me and my family, white children, is the same that God put me again in front today, like to witness exactly what I've been through.
My parents both are from BA, and it was not easy for my mother to feed 11 children because there was no way to do that. There was no hope of life because we could see a lot of people dying. Thanks God, and when Jesus alive came, every day they could have at least one meal a day. These people were sent by God. This is one more reason to believe in God.
So let me say on behalf of all of the Friends of Life Outreach, it was a great honor to be a blessing to your family. It's easy to start something. It's a completely different thing to go the distance. And as you continue to provide, we will continue to serve. Our mission teams are in place to minister to these that are in the most remote areas. There is still a desperate need in this country and many countries across the continent of Africa. We have been working to see the light of Jesus shine in people's lives, not only in word, but also in deed. So thank you for being a part of what we do with Mission Feeding.
I love seeing that. You know, Belinda, what's great for those of us who have kind of been, you know, doing this a long time is I'm old enough to see the generational impact. We're strategically trying to give them the opportunity to have an education so that they can go into a profession and they can be self-sustaining, help their village, provide for their own family, you know, and it does take generations, but we're seeing it pay off.
You see Emilio and Ermelinda sitting there.
Well, and that's it. And so we know some that are doctors, that are nurses, that are teachers, policemen, even lawyers. And then we see some who have come back and said, I want to help the children the way that I was helped.
And you see Ermelinda helping a younger generation.
To feed another generation.
You know, it's so beautiful.
This is how we work to get people out of poverty, out of abject poverty. And it does take time, but it is working. And that's what we want you to see in that particular piece. We want to see, yes, it's helping to give people a hope and a future, but also it's still necessary. And in fact, in many of the areas where we're working, the situation right now is very urgent. And so, Belinda, I it's tough sometimes to see the great need, but I think there's hope in knowing that we can be the solution.
It is so much hope. When I think about Emilio saying he was one of 11, and the idea that there was so many chances that in his family there would be loss, and yet he got to stand or sit there today, and he got to say, I am a case of I made it. And not only did I get the food I needed, but I am now giving back, and I'm thriving, and I'm educated. That's such a success story.
Yes.
And it what it should do in each of us is it should say, I really do know that every dollar I give, that could be the story.
Yeah,
that could be the story.
Absolutely. And so while we celebrate the success stories, I have a simple question for you. Will you step in and give another child that hope for success, that opportunity for education by giving them that bowl of food that they desperately need today and tomorrow and until they get to a position where their health is stable and they can focus not on where the next meal will come from, but focus on what can I learn? How can I get to that point where I have a hope and a future beyond the desperate need in front of me today? Well, here's how we do that. It's called Mission Feeding, and we're inviting you into that right now. Your gift of $30, $50, $100, or $1,000 perhaps will help feed 3, 5, 10, or 100 children, just like those two that you saw, for several months. And it's urgent that we hear from you today. There are situations that are completely out of the control of those people, failed crops, droughts. You know, there's over 350,000 children that we're feeding right now every day. We need to continue to feed so that we see more success stories. That depends on you. So please, go online, go to the phone, and make the best gift that you can. You will be giving a hope and a future to countless children.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Father's Heart Devotional. Drawing from Scripture and his past, James Robison takes you on a 90-day journey to help you experience a deeper, more personal relationship with God as your loving Father. With your gift of $100 or more, you will receive the Father's Heart Bundle. This stationery set, paired with the devotional, is a thoughtfully designed collection created to help you share encouragement, prayer, and the love of our Heavenly Father with those you care about. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need, request Life's beautiful bronze sculpture, the Good Shepherd. So please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I do hope you'll go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can. Let's bless those that desperately need to hear from us. And in the process, you can take control of your own health with Dr. Colbert's book. So request Live Long and Strong when you support Mission Feeding. And this is doable. It's a little overwhelming.
Yes,
we were talking
about it. It feels overwhelming at first, but really you break it down really simple for people to say, and they can even hone in on the thing that they have the issue with and you tell them what to do.
So it's so simple to do. And we need to know our numbers and we need to check them regularly. And when we do, our health will return speedily.
Great.
Thank you, Dr. Colbert.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And thank you for joining us today on another episode of Life Today. Can't wait to see you back here again.
Can chart a purposeful path, creating a legacy of love and hope for future generations. Visit Life Planning Services today.
The love of my life passed away, and I was 29 years old, living a life that was completely shattered.
Next week,
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.